Hi. Maybe excuse a few noises as I do this. It's the first time I've tried recording a boo while I'm doing my chores. I'm using my iPhone headset. I'll check quality before I post, obviously, but I just apologise for any clatters and bangs as I currently do. I'm washing a grill pan. Great. This is a bit of a response to Pilgrim Chris again. Just listen to your post from Sunday the 6th, Chris. About Because, I think you titled it. There's a couple of things that I kind of pricked my ears up as I listened to it, which is a very good recording, by the way. But the one thing that I kind of hooked on, got my claws into, was the fact that you mentioned about Darwin's theory being survival of the fittest, and was it really a sensible thing for us to be gazing up at the stars when there's so much unpleasant stuff going on actually on the planet under our noses, and that from the point of view of survival of the fittest, are really doing a good thing by gazing up at the heavens. The analogy of the caveman getting clonked over the head as he was staring at Venus was quite funny, but in reality the way that we gaze at the heavens these days is a lot different from how a caveman would have done it, and there are a lot of good reasons, or reasons for good, that can come of looking up at the heavens, both now and in the future. We know that the life of the Earth, or the life of our solar system, is finite. I'm not going to try and counter your argument against the science of the Big Bang, etc. But as far as we know today, our sun is going to expire in the future at some point, and in order for our race, the human race, to survive, we're going to need to get the hell out of Dodge before then, and as we are currently, that's going to be physically impossible. I know we're talking millions of years away before the sun finally swallows up the whole solar system, but the survival aspect means that mankind needs to be ready for that event. And in looking at the heavens and trying to establish the construction of matter and things like that, that is going to help us, hopefully, as a race, to be able to escape this lump of rock when we need to, when the time comes. Such as, do we know that when they work out the construction of, or whatever it is, of the Higgs boson, does that mean it might open up for faster space travel, etc.? Because at the minute, we've been travelling in space for 50 years and we've not got any further than the moon on a manned flight. Anyway, just my thoughts.